win and you don't forget that.
No, you don't. You know, you don't. And it was great, except for obviously the situation with AD. But I thought everyone, we started the game well defensively, and I think that's what we have to try to do. If we're going to win games, we got to start the game great defensively, because I think it also helps your offense.
Yeah, active, aggressive, 12 to nothing to start the contest. And then when they made a run at 37-36, you score, and all of a sudden up to 13 to nothing run to force a timeout. So they responded well.
I thought so. You know, I thought so. Obviously, we weren't going to shoot at the pace that we were shooting, but we were getting great shots because we were coming up with easy baskets off steals and missed field goals. So I thought that was great. But when we needed to, I thought we executed offensively and came up with some great baskets also to get a run going.
And then in the absence of Anthony Davis, Ryan Anderson really stepped up.
He did, and it was not so much the scoring. I just thought he did a really great job on the boards. I thought he did a great job defensively. He was just active, and obviously that led to him, I think, shooting the ball exceptionally well also.
Yeah, contagious. And then H. Smith has a career night, 17 and a dozen.
He did. He played. I thought he was more under control. Obviously, they try to go under him, and sometimes he's a little bit too aggressive in that situation. I just thought he did a good job of controlling the offense, getting the ball to the right people. And then when the opportunity presented itself, I thought he did a great job of finishing himself.
And by the way, thanks for backing me up, because remember, I guaranteed that weapon from the start of the game last night. So thank
you. Well, I couldn't let you down. We couldn't let you down.
We're all over it. Final thing, keys going into Atlanta, and especially matching up with their guards.
Well, the first thing is transition defense. This team is very, very good offensively. The second thing is that you got to do a good job. You got to play out the possession all the way. They're really good at late passes on cuts and things like that. They've got two really, really good guards that are exceptionally quick and fast. They've got big guys that can step out on the floor and shoot. So they're really everything that we want to try to get to be in from the standpoint of creating space and then giving guys an opportunity to do what they do instinctively out on the floor.
Thanks. Great night.
Play tonight. I think it's one of those situations where we'll just have to evaluate each day to see where he is. You know, he'll continue to get treatment on it. And it could be something that's, you know, fairly, you know, minor, or, you know, it could be something that's not. I don't have any idea right now.
Will he stay on the road trip, Coach?
He will. Yeah, he'll stay on the road trip. You know, we have our guys right here with us, so the treatment will be here, and we'll see how it goes, you know, in Toronto and in New York if we have to.
Did those tests last night reveal anything more than the bruise?
No, that's it. You know, I don't think, you know, they were, you know, they gave the MRI early on, and, you know, so everything seemed fine. And it's just a typical thing, really, so we'll just have to see how it goes and what goes on.
Obviously, he's a little different, but your guys should have experience, right, in dealing with a guy being down and moving on from it?
Yeah, I mean, I think so. You know, I mean, your name popped up today as a 10-day guy. So, I don't know, but I mean, obviously, I shut that down right away.
Smart move.
No, I mean, we can't worry about it. We really can't. You know, we got five guys that we can put out there, and, you know, they just got to go out and compete. You know, and if you compete and play unselfishly and try to do the very best you can, I'm fine with that. So we expect our guys to go out and play hard and compete at the highest level, and then we'll take the results.
Holiday will sit again tonight.
He will. Yeah, he will. You know, no back-to-backs right now. So played last night, and although he didn't play the necessary minutes that was available to us, it just didn't make sense to try to play him again tonight.
I have no idea.
I'll be honest with you, I have no idea. You know, I mean, we have probably, if you count AD, we probably have three guys sitting over there that's going to play in 30 or more minutes for us, you know, when they're healthy. So it's hard to decide, you know, what kind of team you have. And we've got guys in roles where they've been really good in the roles that they were in, but we're putting them in, you know, difficult roles, really, and asking a lot of them, and that's a little bit unfair also. But, you know, we have to do that right now, and they've been very accepting of it, really, and try to do the very best they can. So, you know, that's all we can do right now until eventually we get help.
There's a couple times.
quite a contrast from last year at Golden State.
Yeah, slightly, yeah. You know, I think we had, you know, I think Bogut was out a little bit early, but, you know, Steph missed a few games that we set him out and rested. But for the most part, we were injury-free. And, you know, when you are, that's a good thing. But sometimes it happens just the opposite, like it is right now. And it's just all a part. You got to deal with it, and you got to keep teaching, and you got to be positive, and you got to keep moving ahead. And I think you have to look at the big picture. I think you got to look at, you know, not right now, but, you know, trying to get everybody healthy and continue to teach and see if we can figure out the team that we'll have eventually when they're out on the floor. A little bit more. And I think when he plays in the space, then, you know, he becomes somewhat of a facilitator also. And, you know, I think that's where he's very good. You know, he has a really good mid-range shot. He's capable of putting the ball down, taking it to the basket. Very unselfish player, so he makes the right play. So we've just tried to put him in a position where he's not getting beat up, you know, and pounding on post-ups all the time, but utilizing what he is, a really good athlete that's capable of making plays.
You were saying earlier